Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive and positively into the post-Memorial Day. You know, at some point, I'm going to look out the window and the sun's going to be shining. I mean, the baseball team's not going to be in first place anymore, but the sun might be shining. I can go to Ocean City at some point. I am going to be going to Carroll County next Thursday, the 5th of June. We'll be there with the Maryland Lottery Scratch-Offs, the Back to the Futures. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is presented by all of our sponsors, including our friends at Curio Wellness and Liberty Pure Solutions, as well as this guy who handles money for a living and follows the American dream and tries to help people grow their wealth and protect their wealth, and also is a big, massive sports fan who's licking his wounds from the Capitals,
Boo.
This Orioles season that's nothing,
Boo.
And the Ravens season that hasn't begun yet. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive, or you can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Since the last time we chatted,
been a while.
Well, the baseball team's just let's start with hockey with you, just from where
sure.
you are, the level of disappointment with that, and then we'll get to baseball, because the hockey thing kind of came and went in my life, and it was good for a minute, and then it wasn't. And boy, they went out with a whimper, the Capitals. They really did.
They did. They played a great series against Montreal, and they got hurricaned by the Carolina Hurricanes. They came in, and they skated all over them. They shot from everywhere. They scored from everywhere. They defended everywhere. The Caps couldn't get shots on goal. They couldn't hit. They couldn't fight. They couldn't check. They couldn't goaltend, couldn't score, and they lost. Got wiped out by a better team who now, kind of odd, in four games, has had the opposite effect. The Florida Panthers have hurricaned the Hurricanes, skating all over them, shooting from everywhere, playing great defense, great goaltending, and Carolina can't get out of their own way. They're down 3-1 to the Panthers, and they had a good game four, but it'll be shocking if they win four straight. I don't think they can do it. Florida's just too good.
Yeah, I don't know about a Florida-Edmonton final, how that works, right?
Well, it's the same as it was last year.
Right. I mean, I don't know how that helps a sport. That's
well,
kind of the thing I'm saying.
It helps if Edmonton wins. You know, there hasn't been a Canadian team winner in forever.
Sure.
And so Edmonton is my current favorite of choice after the Caps are gone.
You got your Connor McDavid sweater
yeah,
out.
No,
you got your old Gretzky Curry
the old
coffee.
Gretzky, the old Gretzky.
Grant Fuhrer.
Yeah, I got the Gretzky jersey. Got that. But not the anything new. No, I got the
Mark Messier once let me sit on his lap in a minivan from the Pittsburgh Civic Arena to the Pittsburgh Westin. It's true. It was about a 10-block ride.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody was piling in after the
right.
All-Star game.
Right.
And Messier is like, get in here, dude. We'll make room for you. And I literally sat on his right knee for 10 blocks because he didn't. It was like cold and wet. You know, he's like, I don't want you standing. Get in here. We'll make room for you. We'll all crowd in.
Well,
Mark Messier. You never forget when Messier is a good guy to you, you know?
That's right. Yeah, we had TJ Oshie showing. He showed up on ESPN intermission and did a little intermission gig with the boys at ESPN. So that was kind of
interesting baby.
To see.
Yeah, there you go.
Osh baby showed up. He did a good job. He looked the part.
I liked him, by the way. When I covered
he's,
the team, and I was in the locker room with these guys. There were some of those guys that were on the championship team six, 7 years ago.
Yes.
That was, you know, I got to know some of them a little bit. Speaking of that, Trotz and I connected this week. He is going to come on the show because we are talking leadership and Stanley Cup Finals and all that.
Yep.
And you know, I've been going through all of this since Jim Irsay died.
Okay.
I've had a lot of conversations with people. I found an old leadership tape, and I put it up at Baltimore Positive. People can listen to it. I sat with Jim Irsay for a half an hour 15 years ago when I was working on a book on leadership.
Yep.
And I found that he talked about Ted Marchibroda and Joe, like all this stuff. Now he's, you know, we've lost Jim Irsay to the world, the whole Irsay name and all of the Colts, 40 years, all of that.
Who owns them now?
Ex-wife.
Okay.
Ex-wife and
right.
three daughters.
Okay.
And
so it's still the family.
The three daughters are going. And this is the amazing thing. And maybe this I'll open the door for you to talk a little money, because I know you had an insurance issue you wanted to talk about as well. And we'll get to the lousy baseball. I got plenty of
Leonard
Raskin.
Sure.
So I lost my train of thought. The three girls.
Yeah.
I got to talking to one of my buddies. I was at Costas watching the the baseball game with my son and a couple of my buddies. One of my buddies is Mark Miller, Blondell Miller Schuler, lawyers in Essex, and we talk about things all the time. And I'm like, you know, say this about Jimmy Irsay all you want, or about Mr. Irsay, Bob Irsay, all of that. Jack Kent Cook's kids didn't get to keep the team. Peter Angelos's kid, they were never going to let him keep the team. David Modell, the ratios were out, the bat. But the Irsays managed to keep the team in the family, right? And now this is third generation. The three
Yeah, that's
daughters,
stunning.
Carly is going to be the girl. She's 41, 42. She's going to run the empire for the Irsay family. And, you know, it's worth $4 to $5 billion,
It's
however
hard to
many billions
do.
of dollars it
It's
is.
hard to do, man.
So you want to piss
Second.
on Jimmy Irsay all you want, his
Hey.
drug habits, all of that. He kept the team, put it there, got a stadium built. LA wanted the team. He didn't move it. I mean, there's just, I'm trying to give him the flowers that he deserves because he was a good caretaker for that. They won championships out there. They went to Indianapolis, and after the old man died, he made something of his life. That, and I know you've seen rich kids come into money. You've seen all of that and how it works. And we'll get to Mr. Rubenstein in a minute. But, a lot of what you do is protecting people to make
Absolutely.
sure they don't lose their business if dad dies,
Absolutely.
right?
And here's the facts. 70% of wealth passed on is lost in the generation that receives it. 70% of the time, gone in the second
It's like a
generation.
lottery ticket where you piss it away, right?
90%, if the third generation gets it, disappears by the third generation. Gone. It is brutally hard to keep that money together.
So you're saying, like, for these football players of the modern era, the Ray
Yes.
Lewis, I saw John Ogden last week. He looks like he's doing okay with his money, because he's probably got the first nickel he's ever. He was just always a cheap dude. He was like a really easy
Absolutely.
guy. He's just
Tight as
who
they
he is.
come. Tight as they
I mean,
come.
legendarily, just didn't spend a lot of money, doesn't show a lot of
Absolutely.
money, isn't a flashy
Absolutely.
guy, just isn't that guy.
Correct.
And
Correct.
Flacco's that way too. You know, Flacco's got 5 times more money than John because he played a different era. But for the Joe Flaccos and these people that have made 50, 100, $150 million
Absolutely.
dollars, you're saying their grandkids,
Will
if
be
I come
broke.
back 80, right,
Likely broke.
like.
Likely broke. Now, here's the thing. It takes mammoth work. One of the things that happens, sadly, too often, is significant wealth, just like you said, lottery ticket, is left to, and this is not derogative, this is a fact, ignorant children when it comes to money. So they receive it and they piss it away. They buy things, they do things, they spend things, and it's gone. It just disappears. It's not stewarded properly in the next generation and it disappears. It's just the way it is. Some people don't talk about money in their family. The kids get it, party time, buy stuff that doesn't work. I mean, you can see Junior gets the money. We're talking any amount of money. You know, a million, 10 million, 100 million, a billion, doesn't matter. Junior opens a business he knows nothing about, money's gone. Junior buys homes all over the world, gets in debt, money's gone. Junior's a drug addict. Junior's a gambler. Junior's a whatever, money gone.
You're describing Jim Irsay like in a million ways,
Right.
but
But he found a
he
way
found a way to make the business
to make the business
work.
survive and to turn his personal life around. And now leave it to his daughters, as you said. And the big thing is.
He's got that collection. So you talk about what you do with money. Jim Irsay had all of these, and I've been talking a lot about him because I think it's an interesting case study for someone who's not a perfect man in any way, but like had his fun. Lived off of dad's money, built something, created something, but his kindness and the mental health that he fought and all of that, but he had fun with his money. He bought all of that, all the rock star stuff, all the guitars, and that is his collection is going to stimulate money for charity and mental health and all that. But it's like leaving a legacy, but like enjoying your money too, even if you're a billionaire.
Absolutely. And the legacy part, you know, people don't get that you've got to groom your children with your values, with your hopes and dreams, with what the family's history and future is going to be. And that doesn't start when they're 30. That starts when they're 5. when they're 10. I mean, we learn about how we believe about money very young. And it's really
Well, I
hard
grew
to
up poor in
break
Dundalk with a
you
dad
and me.
that stood in soup lines without food,
Poor in
Herbert Hoover.
Randallstown.
I told you my father never voted for a Republican because
Yeah.
Herbert Hoover lied to him in 1929, and that was the end.
That's
Like,
it.
my
Well,
father almost starved
we
as
were
a
poor in
10-year-old boy,
Randallstown,
and
you
my
know?
dad would
Same
pat on
thing.
my belly and say, "Put something in your belly. You got a dollar, eat something so you stay
Same
alive."
thing. Same thing. You know, it was the old, remember Julius Westheimer?
Sure.
So one of his big things
On
was
your money.
when you go to McDonald's, don't buy a double cheeseburger when you can buy two cheeseburgers for the same price because you get more bread. So you can eat more, you know, and when you grow up poor and you have a mentality of scarcity and need, it's really hard to reverse that. And when you grow up wealthy and you're, I don't want to say spoiled, but you're wealthy and you have means and you do
You have
things.
abundance.
When
Abundance
you,
is the word I
well,
like to use.
yes, but abundance is a mentality. Wealth is not. So what I'm saying is when you have wealth but not an abundance mentality, you may treat that money when you get it terribly. You know, who the hell knows? So it's hard. It's really hard, but he managed obviously
Sometimes
to
I go
pass it on.
shopping and I see the prices of stuff and I see Gucci designer stuff,
Yep,
whatever.
yep.
I'm like, who buys that? Somebody.
Everybody, because it wouldn't exist if they didn't. Look,
I
this.
walked through the Vegas Mall and I saw the women's shoes that are 4 grand, and I'm like,
Right. Well, how about
they
this
walk on
past
the ground
weekend?
and they get gum on them in Las Vegas
Like
and they're 4 grand. I'm like,
like
okay.
everything else. This past weekend, we had the triple, you know, the best day in racing. You had the Monaco Formula One race, right? Go there
Indy.
and look at the prices of some of the things in the shops around Monaco. Look at the cars, look at the yachts. And it's crazy. Kathy and I spent last week in San Diego. And so we have you ever been out to San Diego to the Midway?
Midway,
The
no.
aircraft carrier.
No, down at the
At the
boat
pier.
lift.
At the
Yeah,
pier.
where there's a big statue of a
Yeah.
soldier there.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
So
so the Midway's docked right there from, you know, from the wars, an old aircraft carrier. And then there's this private pier next to it.
how
We
dare
were
I forget that San Diego is a naval town? It's how my aunt
Yeah,
wound up out there. But
right.
go ahead.
So we were having lunch at this restaurant and we're overlooking the pier next to Midway, and there are two yachts docked in the pier. And I didn't know what they were. I'm figuring these are tour boats, these are, who knows, in San Diego. You never know. And we were talking to a guy, and he said the first one there in the front is a guy who owns it, $30 million, $300 million yacht. 300 million, I think he said. Docked right there in San Diego, and the guy had just pulled into town and he's, you know, tied up there. And the second one was a Russian oligarch yacht, about the same size, price, etc., that the US government commandeered. We took it from this guy, sanctioned him and took his yacht. And it's been in San Diego. It doesn't go out very often. And the US government is paying, I think they said $50,000 a month for San Diego to maintain the boat. So when you say who's buying it, who's paying for it, somebody's got that money and spending it on that stuff. I don't know if that gets second generation or not, but when you got a 30, 40, 100 million, whatever dollar boat, that's the money that buys the $4,000 Guccis that step on the gum. But yeah, the weekend was Monte Carlo, followed by Indy, followed by the Coca-Cola 600. It was a racing day. And the money there is obscene. You know, you see the sponsors all over the place and the amount of money they're spending to sponsor
Oh,
these
I mean, we
races.
have a lot of wealth here, in America, but
Absolutely. There's a lot of wealth around the world.
absolutely. You want to talk some insurance? I know you had an insurance story.
Yeah. Let's chat about that for a minute. So some new technology that's come about in the last couple of years that I've just started to see. Two companies in particular, John Hancock, which people know the name of generally, Guardian, which most people don't know the name of generally, big and a small relative insurance company. They got these new features, Ness. It's really wild. So let's say you go out in the marketplace, you buy some life insurance. And so the way life insurance works, if it's a permanent whole life policy, you pay a premium, you put money at the insurance company, it earns dividends and it grows over time, and you have both cash value and the insurance amount for your family. Okay, great. So these insurance companies have added these new features to their life insurance, and it goes with your phone, and it goes with your Apple Watch or Fitbit if you have it. And if you opt in for this technology, you let the insurance company see the results of your health. So I know you go to yoga and you work out and you do things. And let's say I walk my 10,000 steps a day and I drink my 8 glasses of water and I'm in shape and I get a physical and my blood results are good. And over time, the insurance company gets to monitor my health with their AI at the company. And here's what happens. If my health is on the track of getting better or staying good, they give me extra money paid into my policy to cause it to grow faster than the average Joe going forward.
Yeah, my buddy, and I don't want to out him. He's a sponsor and a
No, it's
friend, but
okay.
he, and I don't know the name of the damn thing, and I just
Yeah,
text him.
it's
He's
okay.
got this thing on his wrist. It's not
Yep.
my wife is an eye, she has an eye watch, whatever the hell it
Yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and it monitors her sugar. My wife's
Absolutely,
diabetic,
absolutely.
so
Yep.
it, and it's all read off of her. It's unbelievable
It's
to be
unbelievable
married to a
technology.
diabetic over 22
Oh,
years
sure.
that she started with needles and kits to
And
now.
now it's a watch
She
and a
could be a
pump.
pump if she wanted one.
That's
She
right.
doesn't have a pump, but she has a monitor,
That's right.
like what Mark Andrews has, always
Yes,
knowing her number.
exactly.
And she moves it from the back of her arm to her stomach to
Yeah,
her right
certainly.
back,
Yep.
wherever she moves it every week, every
Yeah,
10 days.
right.
And so she's monitored and all that. It's very scary when it gets
Beeps, goes
beat, what's
crazy.
wrong, when it's wrong, when
Yeah.
it stops monitoring. It's like, all right, now we got to worry about all that. The technology that my buddy has a thing. That's like a it's I don't want to say biorhythm, but
Yeah.
if he's drinking too much, it knows. If he's not
Yep.
sleeping enough, he
That's
knows.
right. It
If his
does everything.
heartbeat's irregular, he know. When he works out, it knows, and it gives him some scores. And but
Yes.
I'm thinking that that would be the kind of
So if this is
technology
it.
that an insurance company would look at and say, dude, you got you're not healthy. We're
But
not.
here's the thing. No. Here's the beauty of it. If you buy an insurance policy from these companies and something happens, they can also monitor and inform you of concern, but it does not in any way, shape, or form negatively impact your coverage by law.
Oh, they can't penalize you. They can only
Correct.
reward you.
Correct. So if your health is great and you're sleeping well and you're not, you're, you know,
How
you're,
you feeling? I'm feeling great. Let your insurance company know.
that's right. And get more
That
money returned to you
may
as an
make me feel
investor.
better right away that I feel better. And
That's
I'm sure
right.
it's psychosomatic,
And here's the other part of it.
The better
Some
I think I
people,
feel, the more money I'll save.
and if I'm doing this and I know they're checking and I can be rewarded, people respond to incentives. So if I've got this opportunity to get more money returned to me as a result, can you imagine if you owned a T. Rowe Price mutual fund and they said, if we can track your health and you're doing better, we'll give you more return on your money? But here, that's what it is. And so what happens is, what they're seeing is people that are being monitored are doing things to be healthier that they might not have done before because there's a reward attached that's financial. And what would an insurance company want more than to not have to pay claims and to allow the money that people give them to grow longer to pay claims later because people are healthier? It's
That all makes too much sense. That makes too much sense,
an
Leonard.
amazing technology, and they're the first companies to roll this out to consumers.
All right.
And
Well,
it's
I'm gonna bother you more about this later and
yes,
learn
it's an
about this.
amazing,
Because as I get
amazing
older,
technology.
everybody's trying to get me healthier. People come to me all the time, they're like, "You look great. What are you doing?" And I'm like,
Yeah.
"Well, I'm fit, and my Planet Fitness friends, and my hot yoga, and my diet, and how I
Yeah,
eat. I talk about that all the time.
right.
To be rewarded for that, other than having my own good health and have people tell me that I
Exactly.
look
How
good."
good is, how great is that?
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We're going to get to the baseball side. So I got to talk just a little bit of baseball with you,
Yes,
and we can get
yes.
more into this next week. I was going to begin and end with this, but I'm so sick of it. As we
Terrible.
speak here today,
Terrible.
I'm in a bad spot because I had a bad morning, just in a general sense of I went to Costas, had crabs, watched them melt down another game. But more than that, I'm seeing a lack of leadership. I'm seeing they have a manager who doesn't feel like a manager. They
No.
have a general manager who hid for 4 days after firing his manager and held a press conference in a dugout in Milwaukee. He's been hiding since they got back. The owner who gave out his own bobblehead 6 weeks ago is now hiding. My story is well worn about how
Yeah.
awful they've treated me as somebody they don't even know. I'm just. If I didn't do this for a living, I would have nothing to do with these people.
Yep.
And that's a horrible thing to say
Yes.
35 years into this, because I have zero confidence in Mr. Rubenstein, Mr. Arrighetti, Elias, Katie Griggs, Mark Fine, all of them zeros for me in every measurable way. On the field, off the field, what I see on TV, but Greg Bader running it, the stadium's empty, no one's going. And here's the real rub. This is why I want to bring this to you. You invest in the Ravens, you spend a lot of money, you buy club seats, you give them an arm and a leg, and you don't mind it. You've said you've canceled it once because of Wembley. You got pissed after all of that. We've talked about that. So there is a ledge for you to say, F you, you're not getting my money. You went
Absolutely.
through that, and for you, it was patriotism and it was whatever it was,
Three
right?
years, 3 years.
Politics and Trump and like all of that, right? With the baseball team, I'm just going to bring up two little anecdotes, and it has to do with money and not a lot of money, and it's disposable income, right? Last year, when they lost those playoff games, the first playoff game was an afternoon game, Tuesday, right? Or whatever, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was. I went to dinner at Beaumont that night, and they had lost the first one. No one had any confidence they were going to the second when there were 10,000 empty seats. And Beaumont's small. You've probably been there, little bar.
Of
I
course.
had five people at the bar because we went over at like 7, 8. It was after they lost the game. We went and had a steak, and we were sitting there amongst people that had left the game for primarily. And they were all pissed because the tickets were 10 or 15 bucks to get in, and they paid 50, 60, 80, a buck and a quarter, whatever the come on was. In the same way that I went to Billy Joel with you a couple of years ago, and the tickets you bought were 300 or 400 bucks. Thank you for buying them. Billy's sick. I got to give him some love. But you could have gotten in for 50 bucks that night. Like, it's just that's the way tickets are. And everybody knows that about
That's
Dave
right.
Matthews this Friday, Saturday. Everybody knows this,
Caps
right?
playoffs.
Caps
Everybody
playoffs.
knows it.
How about Caitlin Clark? Tickets were 150 bucks last week.
25.
Then she's not playing. They're probably less than that, right? So I would just say for the Orioles, and these are the two stories I have, I remember people pissed that night about feeling gougy about the playoff tickets. Next day, tickets were 10 bucks. Nobody wanted to go. So that's a money story to me. That's people saying, I love the Orioles and, Masson, and they're on TV, but going down there and giving them money or buying in. Now, they discounted all the food, Katie Griggs with her press conference in January. They didn't do anything on the field to get anybody excited in the offseason. They just didn't. They're doing the bobblehead thing, and they're doing the Latin night where they ban the Latin journalist, and they do their they have every religion, right? They have every ethnicity. They have neighborhood night. I mean, literally, they're trying to appeal to every college. So they're doing all of this stuff other than the baseball. And I was with my buddy the other night, and this is the first of many. He said to me, I gave them a grand, 1500 to whatever. I gave them money. I gave them an account because the gig is I give them money and I could
And I
come when
get
I
to go to the
want.
games,
I go when I want, right?
right.
And I get all the perks and the club and the Birdland and all that. He said, I gave him a couple of grand. I haven't been yet. He said he went opening day. He said, I haven't been since opening day. I have like 2,000 bucks that I have to use. And he's like, please go with me. I'll get the seats in the front row. I'll spend $125 against the car. He's like, I just want to like go with somebody I want to go with and watch a ball game. And I'm like,
Don't wanna.
okay, right. I don't wanna, or we're gonna make a plan and not know if it's gonna rain, or we're gonna make a plan around pitching. They're in last place, so what's the plan to go see Mike Trout play? What's the plan that we're gonna go down there? Because I said I'd rather come here and sit at Costas and eat crabs with you, which is what we were doing. I'm like, I'd rather come back here and watch the game on TV, and when
Go
the
watch
game's
Ohtani when the Dodgers come.
right, whatever it is, right? But whatever it is with him, I now have a guy, a remorseful,
Yeah, it's
lifelong
terrible.
Oriole fan. He's waited all these years. Angelos is out. He got snookered into putting his credit card up and saying, all right, I want to be a part of building this new
Yeah,
thing.
but I'll go the night I want to go and pay 10 bucks a seat.
No, But it's not. No, he can't do that because
No,
the
because he put the
discounted
money
tickets, he
down,
put the
so
money
he's
down.
got to
Those
make
tickets are
full price.
$28 now.
Right, whatever it is, he's
What
got
a
to pay.
scam, dude.
Yeah, well,
So
they
I'm
would be
just
okay
saying,
if they
like,
were good.
guess what they're not going to get from him again?
A $2,000 deposit in their cash bucket.
Ever. So they got
Right.
their customer. They're feeling good. We've retained, we got new customers. That's like this. They finally got the cable television working, and now nobody
Yep.
wants to buy it.
Yep. Well,
This is a really disastrous business
it's not
story for
good
them.
right now. It's not good right now at all. And I was watching, what I just couldn't believe it, was watching the post game after the Cardinals game with the new manager, who I don't know anything about.
Right.
I just know
By the
I
way,
don't know
I
anything
think I
about.
knew his father a little bit, Doug Mancillino,
Yeah,
who was
okay.
a third base coach with a with the he was there was a Mancillino running around third base coach for 15 years in big league. His dad was a serious guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
his
and he
dad's
may
and
be, I just
he's
don't
a serious
know.
game manager in big
But
leagues. He's a serious guy.
I listened to his post game and he was talking about the rain and it was wet and it's they didn't have their best game, and I'm thinking, weren't both teams out there in the
Dude, is
rain?
this Little League or are we in the big leagues?
No, I'm just saying, we're both out
Right?
there in the rain. Cardinals had it raining on them
Yeah, but
too.
it felt like a Little League press conference.
But it was terrible.
This
It
does
was
not feel like
terrible.
the Orioles of Buck Showalter and Johnny Oates and Mike Hargrove. Like just represented. I was never big on Brandon Hyde's leadership, and when the heart checker came for him, they threw
Yep.
him out.
Yep.
They threw him out.
So
And
now the question is,
everything
what are they going
about
to
this
do?
is awful.
What are
You
they going
can't
to
blame
do?
Brandon Hyde for Mateo playing center field, Leonard.
No, that's terrible. What's he doing out there? That's dreadful. That's the most important position in the outfield, and you got a guy who can't play the position. What is that? What are they doing?
Well,
We
it
don't have
screws
a
up their
center.
relief pitching
We
too,
don't have a
because
center fielder. Is that the case? We don't have somebody to play the
well,
outfield.
Laureano's hurt, Mullins is banged up, and so
You
that's where
gotta
they
have
are.
somebody. You got a minor league guy. You got a
Look,
couple kids.
they're a
Get
last play.
somebody.
Dylan Carlson is playing left at that point, but yeah, they
Yeah.
could have done.
What is going on? And the pitching's just imploding
And you haven't given him any
everywhere.
money though, right? You
No,
didn't.
I have not been to a game.
Somewhere out there, somebody's listening to us and is in that circumstance, and I'm just telling you. The fact that Rubenstein's running, all of his people are running, Katie Griggs has anybody met her? I mean, she is a mystery, right? I
No,
mean,
I
pushing
haven't.
papers down at the warehouse and patting herself on the back. And the team's in last place. The general manager is under attack from the fan base at this point, right?
Absolutely.
Like, and there's nothing
Well,
happening.
the question is,
And
and
people
I,
have money invested in this, and there's
yeah,
nothing happening.
how do they go from so good 2 years with the same general talent to this?
Well, that's a rhetorical question, but pitching is fleeting. That's what makes baseball hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But apparently hitting is too.
Last year is a long time ago. Well, no Couser, no Westbrook. I mean, some of their best players. Look at the
A lot of
lineup. The lineup's a quad A
absolutely.
lineup, dude.
Lineup is not good and the pitching is worse. It's terrible. It's terrible. And here we are talking about the next gen. The boy got into baseball. He really, the last 2 years while at school, he's really enjoyed watching and paying attention. And now we talk a little baseball, and we were talking the other night. He said they won two in a row and then they won three in a row. It was like a big parade. We have to have a ticker tape because they won three in a row. And then they skanked.
Look, the game started midnight where your kid is in Ireland. Like, it's they start at 6:30 here, and their nights where I'm like, why am I going to watch this for the next 100 nights? Like, I like literally, other than it's my job, but I'm like, who else is watching? And it's all really pissed off people now, and they have no answer for this. They have no touch. They have no humanity. They have no credibility. They have zero credibility. Any of them, none of them. They certainly have no credibility with me. They're all but jerks to me, quite frankly. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We'll put the orders there. By the way, the thing my buddy wrote me back, it's called Whoop.
Whoop.
Whoop. Google it. And let me read to you what it is. An
Yeah.
all new way to own your own health and fitness,
There
build
you
better
go.
habits with personalized guidance, get a complete picture of your health. So there's a
Beautiful.
free ad, and there's a competitor to Whoop too. But like
Sure.
I had three friends of mine out in Vegas last week at the
Yeah,
Maryland party
yeah.
who were wearing it and telling me like Like, you were having a con, they're like, my whoop's off the chart. I drank too much beer yesterday. And I'm like, your whoop knows me. Oh man, dude, I had like eight or nine beers yesterday. My whoop was like saying, stop, slow down. And you're like, literally, that's
Right.
what this thing does for you.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's
And if your
sort of
whoop,
like a wife, but more of a pain in the
right. And you're wearing it 24/7.
ass.
Can't get away from it
There's my cheap shot. I hope my wife
if
doesn't hear.
you're that dedicated. God bless you.
Leonard Raskin is here. You're dedicated. Tell everybody what you do for money and how they can find you
We
about this
do.
insurance thing and all these
Yes, we do
nifty
everything.
ideas that you try to keep up
Yes,
with.
we do everything about money, how to protect it, how to grow it, how to enjoy it. That's the most important. And then how to transfer it. We're all about legacy planning, the American dream. As you said about Jimmy Irsay, the idea is to have wealth and enjoy it. It's not all about hoarding it. It's about spending it. It's about using it. It's about passing it on and making sure that you're protected, that your money does for you what you want, and there's no threat to it being taken by those that would like to get it. So we look at every way that you protect your wealth, how you cash flow it, how you save it, how you grow it. Again, mostly how you enjoy it, which kind of astonishes people because they think we're all about just hoarding it. We're not.
Do something you like.
Absolutely.
Go eat a meal, go on a trip, go to the beach for the
There is
weekend.
no
Do something nice for
goodness.
somebody you love. Take a kid out for an ice cream cone. It's
There's
simple.
nothing good about putting your money in an account and leaving it there. It doesn't do anything
I took
for
my
you.
pals out for crabs on Tuesday. My son showed up,
Beautiful.
his wife. I mean, even
Right.
though the game sucked at the end, we had some
You had
orange
a
crushes.
ball.
It was
You had a
delicious.
great time. That's what you got to do. That's what it's about. It's about having enough, having, you talked about abundance. I say abundance is a mentality. There's a lot of wealthy people that don't have an abundance mentality. Money can be a curse. So we're about legacy and abundance and a mentality that says this is what you do with it. This is how you enjoy it.
I want to be cursed with money. Can you curse me?
I'm doing my best. I'll
I
do my
tried to not
best.
curse talking about the Orioles today. Speaking of, so I've had a little bit of fun. This is my original Baltimore Colts 1971
Look
belt
at that.
buckle. I
Look
got
at that.
this is mine. This is the one I got when I was a kid. Here's my
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin belt buckle I had when I was a kid, right? So,
Yep.
what I've been doing lately just for fun, I don't spend any money with the Orioles, the Ravens. I mean, the
Right.
Ravens, I used to spend tens of thousands,
Absolutely.
hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of
Absolutely.
dollars with the Ravens over the course of my lifetime.
Yep.
And instead, I've just, taken to doing other stupid things that,
Right.
like, Jim
Something you
Irsay
like.
collected the car that Hunter S. Thompson had the joint stains in the back
That's right.
and the Cadillac and all that. I'm just in search of a Houston Oilers proper 1971 NFL belt buckle that's, available for less than $40. You know what I
There you
mean?
go. And that's joy. You know, that's what it's about having things you like and doing things you love with the people that you love. You know, time is fleeting, my friend. I
That's why
was
I'm not going to Oriole games with my buddy.
well, there you go. I mean, I was like I said, I was out in San Diego and I was talking to a guy and he was telling me about a friend of his who lost a son to ALS and his son was in his 50s. And you know, it just devastates. And time is fleeting. You have no idea how much we have on this earth. Use it wisely. It's the only asset you can't get back. Once a day is gone, it is gone. Money you can get again. You can always find that
Well,
next mousetrap, but
here's
your
what I'm going to do.
time is over.
First decent weather day we get, and it's been a month. I'm
Yep.
taking the day off. I'm going to use my time wisely. First day
There you
we
go.
get some decent weather, I'm going to go enjoy it. How about that?
Do it. Do
All
it.
right, you and I
What
are going to get
matters?
something done here. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He is around all summer. I am around all summer. I was hoping, praying for good ownership, better baseball, but we don't have that right now. And if I'm a little chippy this week, it's because I got 110 bad baseball games to watch. Luke is covering the Ravens this week. I'm going to try to sneak out and see Dave Matthews before it's all over with this
There you
week.
go.
We are going to be on the 5th next Thursday, Greenmount Station in Carroll County, Hampstead. By the way, people ask me, hey, where can I get a great crab cake? I know you have this and that. If you're up in Carroll County, you haven't had the crab cake at Greenmount Station, you're missing out. That's all I'm saying. Go check it out. It's delicious. I'll be there next Thursday. I will have scratch offs in there on the lottery, the Back to the Future scratch offs. Also, returning to Fadley's, where they also have a delicious crab cake. On the
Yes.
13th, we'll be down there before the Angels game. Come on down and see us. That's 2 weeks from Friday. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.